Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. You can find, type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or Get Real Global Entertainment. I believe on iTunes we are Get Real Global Entertainment, but everything else we are listed as Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. So type that in and listen away. We have our past episodes. You can go to latalkradio.com and go to Channel 1 and you can find our show on there, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. You can go down on our little page, has our bio, has past episodes. Maybe go listen to last week's episode. How about that? That was Jenny's birthday episode. Yes, but it was more important than that. We had the amazing band Orgy on our show last week. And we had Carlton Bost as well as Jay Gordon actually showed up in the studio this time. We're very happy for that. So shout out to Nick Speck, Jay Gordon, Carlton Bost, and I think Ilya Yordanov, and not sure if the drummer's still Ryan Brown, but we'll go with that for now. Anyway, and shout out to Lou Gordon, the man himself, for all things through him are possible. wait, I don't want two on. I want three, four. Yes, okay, there we go. We have the amazing alternative metal band, Pandemic Unleashed. They will be calling in today. They couldn't, they apologized to all of you wonderful viewers out there. They were not able to make it into the studio today. You know, things happen in life, but they will be calling in here in about roughly 8 minutes. So until then, we're going to talk about stuff. So what do you think about last week's episode? Oh, Star Daddy was here too. Do not forget Star Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Star Daddy, the Mac Daddy, Star Daddy. I don't know what you want to call him. Star Daddy. What? What do you mean you're not on? Oh, Jesus. Why are you not? Bow, bow,
bow. What's up, baby? There I go.
Wait. It's JJ. You said something fucked up.
I'm shut up, bitch.
It's JJ. Anyway.
Your ass hair smells.
It's JJ. I'm sorry. The Muse. Sorry. This is your hostess with the Moses, Jenny. Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny.
You caught me with it. I wouldn't even pay. I wouldn't even.
This
you told
is
me you was gonna do that.
James Muse, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. The Muse.
What's up, y'all?
And this is Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles.
A.k.a. My Bitch.
Yes, my bitch.
Greetings.
Not your bitch. Not salutations. Her bitch. My bitch. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
What's up?
Anyway, we have the awesome Pandemic Unleashed will be calling in about 7 minutes. So let's talk about some stuff.
I just want to give a shout out to Jay Gordon for coming to the show.
Yes, thank you
so
much.
You know, you're one of my wife's favorite artists, or just one of her favorite bands.
Yes, I love it.
And it was a real pleasure for you to come down to our show.
Yeah, thank you bless guys. And it was his birthday,
with
too.
With your talents. And
it was his birthday, too. So
really appreciate that. You know, it's she's been wanted to do this for several years, and I really appreciate that. You know, you really made her birthday.
Like 4.5 years.
Good looking, big homie.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you guys for coming down last week, and thank you to Star Daddy.
Oh yeah,
and Star Daddy's photographer. I can't remember his name. I'm bad sometimes with names, and I hate that. Like
meet too many people
but
to remember.
Sometimes
all the names.
If I have to meet you 2-3 times and like really like pay attention to your name, really like
baby,
focus.
You know what I do? I'm unique, so everybody remembers me.
Well, we already know that.
So,
well, everybody remembers me too, but like, you know, Jenny's
we meet too many people.
Jenny's an easy name to remember. Jenny. It's
you know,
Jenny.
Like
fuck off. It's Jenny. I'm sorry. Fuck you, motherfucker. It's Jenny. Anyway.
I'm going to rip your eyes out.
Skull fuck you. It's Jenny. Sorry. What? That's something white people say. Anyway.
I guess.
I'm going to rip your skull. I am a Viking.
That's some black people.
I am a big Viking bitch. I'm sorry.
That's my nickname for you.
I know.
big Viking bitch.
It used to be big blonde Viking bitch.
Big blonde Viking bitch.
I'm not blonde. Not blonde anymore.
No. Now you're red, kind of.
No, it's going to be black. I'm going to do it tonight or tomorrow morning. No,
you
tonight.
A big
tonight.
Black Viking bitch?
My nickname is Black Girl, so maybe. I don't know. Anyway, come on out this Friday to the Boulevard at 2613 Whittier Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90023, which is actually Boyle Heights. So come on out to the Boulevard in Boyle Heights this Friday, February 8th. We'll have some amazing bands. Get Real Global Entertainment Productions here. We got Baron D. Avril.
All right.
It's going on at 8 o'clock. We got the band Minority on at 9. Mm. 56 Gallows plays at 10.
All right.
We got Southpaw from down in OC. We love our buddy Robert McVeigh.
All right.
What's up, Robert? You know, we can't wait to see you guys. Southpaw, again. Yes, yep. Again. We love you guys playing our shows. Southpaw will be playing at 11. And then we have Black Terror.
Ooh, I love that name.
Midnight.
That's my other nickname.
It's the lead singer from Delphic Sybil. The dude who wore the mask and the cape and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's his one of his other bands.
Oh, okay.
It is his other band. Whatever. I don't know how many bands.
What's the name again? Black Terror?
Black
I like
Terror.
The name.
I think it's a cool name.
That's my nickname.
Yes. And then come out, please, Friday. Yes, you are a terror in the bedroom. Anyway, but in a good way.
Terrible name.
T-M-I. Yes,
but in a good way. Anyway, come on out Friday, next Friday, February 15th, to Petey's Place.
All right.
We got a Valentine's Day weekend going on for you. We got two nights of fun. Friday, February 15th, at Petey's Place, we have Del Vertigo going on at 8 o'clock. We've got our buddies from Low Octane at 9.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Yes, that's 9 o'clock. Then we have Raised on TV at 10 p.m. We have The Thrill Seekers at 11.
Oh.
And Crystal Death is at midnight.
Oh, wow.
Then we have on Saturday, February 16th at Petey's Place. So the Friday night show is called Rock and Roll Valentine. So check that out. Rock and Roll Valentine.
Yes.
And then we have Saturday, February 16th. That is Be My Punk Rock Valentine.
Okay.
That is, I believe all the bands are female-fronted punk rock bands.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting. We have, I love their names too. We have the Privileged Perverts. going on at 8 p.m.
Sound like a billionaire.
We have no. This is one's better. Wait for it. Wait for it. As much as you love Privileged Perverts.
Right.
The next band on is Cunt Punch.
Poop.
Poop. Punch you right in the cunt, bitch.
Pussy
anyway.
Beater.
That's your nickname. Oh, sorry.
Oh my
Cunt
God.
Punch
that
will
be
at
my
9.
Nickname.
No, that's JJ's nickname. You can't have it. I've already trademarked it. Sorry. Can't have it, bitch.
Damn.
Anyway, Cunt Punch will be playing at 9 p.m. Then we have Death on the Radio at 10 p.m.
Damn.
Glitter Trash at 11 p.m. And then we're going to have an after party at midnight. We're just going to party till
party.
We can't party anymore.
Till they kick us out.
With some Privileged Perverts and some Cunt Punch.
Cunt Punch?
It sounds like a drink. It sounds like a new energy drink that I need to make.
Cunt Punch.
If they don't have their own, they need to have it already. Anyway, we got a bunch of great shows coming up the next few months, so come on out and see our shows. But next week, get this out here before our guest calls in real quick.
Okay.
Next week, we have a famous award-winning author, Sasha George.
Yes.
She'll be on our show for a special two-hour episode next week with Billy Stevens.
Right.
He's a musician who did music for her new book. I believe it's the new one from the House of Blood series. Mm-hmm. It would be book 6. I'm still working on the book, Sasha. Holy shit. There's a lot of reading to do. Many books. So we got Sasha George with Billy Stevens. Mm. And then also Dilly Briggs will be here with her children's book.
Oh, okay.
And Sasha George did the illustration for Dilly's
Briggs
book. Yes.
Oh.
So we've got some awesome stuff going on.
I'll tie together.
Come on next week. And then the week after, February 20th, we have Blood and Diamonds Really great rock band. That's through our wonderful PR friend, Amanda Nicola from Some Girls PR.
Okay.
And then the week after that, February 27th, we will have Fallen Fury in the studio again.
Ooh.
March 6th, oh, actually, I need to hit no service because March 6th, we need to do a I need to do a pre-recorded interview with them beforehand so I can play it that week.
All right.
And then we had Vinamash will be on March 13th. Mm. Claudio and Jove, okay, our buddies. And then March 20th, we'll have Baron D. Avril.
Okay.
March 27th, we have Nuin. And then April 3rd, I have Every Other Year. April 10th, I have Solar Haze. And Solar Haze is coming out with a new album to release on 420.
Oh.
Because they're a pop band.
Like my favorite holiday.
They're a pop band, yeah. And then April 17th, we have a two-hour episode. We need to make sure we have enough money for that one. Cesar Cardona is the first hour, and then we have the Whining Pussies on the second hour. I believe this is our guest calling in.
All right.
So let's go to our guest. Hello, you're on the air with Jenny. Who am I talking with?
Hi, Jenny. It's Gino from Pandemic Unleashed.
What's up, Gino? How you doing?
What's going on?
What's
I'm
up?
Doing good. How
awesome.
About you?
We're doing great. We're all excited here. We are gearing up and getting ready for you to call in. So we're all excited. Pandemic Unleashed. All
right.
I was like, holy crap. I looked at your Facebook page. You had like over 177,000 fucking likes, dude. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
How did you manage that?
For 10 years, man.
God.
10 years.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Okay. You really been building that shit. That's wow.
It, man. Can't get any fans unless you're out there pumping away on social media.
That's really smart. You guys have done a great job, though.
Right.
I mean, not too many bands, even that have been around for 10 years, have that many likes. That's fucking crazy. Right. That is awesome. So let's talk about your band. Who came up with the name Pandemic Unleashed?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. When we first started the band back in October 2008, it was a four-piece lineup, and we basically tried to come up with a name. We didn't really have a name for it, so we came up with Unleashed. And then we looked around, we're like, you know what? That's not really that didn't really come up that good. You know, we came up, other people had names like that, so we thought about what if we did something like some kind of a like something that would bring people in. So we kind of talked about it as a band. We came up with Pandemic Unleashed, and like, okay, we'll try that. And we searched that, and we didn't find anybody that had that name, so we decided to go with that.
That's good though. That's good. That's what I always make sure I do is I tell everybody, like, research the name before you just go adopting it, because what if there's, like, 10 bands that have that same fucking name?
Right.
How can you really set yourself apart? Like, people go to look you up on social media.
That's the thing. It's hard to brand that. You can't brand something that somebody else has got. Like, I've seen other bands that got names, and then there's other bands in other places that have the same name.
Isn't it crazy?
So...
I go to tag a band. I go to tag a band on Facebook, and there's like four other bands
with the same
The same name. I'm like, who do I tag? I have to look to make sure it's the right, you know, logo and all that crap. I'm like, Jesus.
Right.
How can you brand yourself? You know, fully.
Exactly.
It's crazy. So you guys been around for, you said, 10 years?
Yeah, we started. I started the project back in October of the summer of 2008. But the band really became something in October 2008. We started, you know, getting our name out there and started trying to hook up some shows and stuff, writing some new material and stuff. And that's kind of when it started.
Oh, cool. And I know you you played some different shows. I've seen you at the Whiskey. I think you played with Alien Ant Farm that time too.
No, we haven't played with Alien Ant Farm, but bands that we have played at, we've played with Seven Dust, Drowning Pool, Puddle of Mud, Flaw, Great White, Skid Row, As I Lay Dying. We played with Power Man 5000, Head PE, OTEP.
Head PE. We saw you with
Saving Abel, Dope. We played with a lot.
Damn, you played with a lot of
also,
people.
We play a lot, and we've done the Whiskey quite a bit. We've played different places like. Sold out shows like Long Beach Metal Fest. We played Pangaea Festival, List Fest, Glass House, Pico Rivera Sports Arena, Marquee 15, National Grove of Anaheim, and recently just played House of Blues Anaheim in December.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
You're making the rounds.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's why he has so many followers.
Right. Have you guys gone out, like, do you guys go out of town or out of state ever, like, to, you know, to play?
Yeah. Well, 2017, we decided to go out and play some other states, so we decided to go hit Dallas. We got a couple shows out there.
Okay.
And we played at the Gas Monkey Bar and Grill, which is a, a great response from the crowd out there. So it was really nice. So we did that. It was awesome. This year, we're trying to see if we can look to play some other shows outside, maybe do some more shows on the East Coast, maybe shows in the Midwest again. It would be nice. So we're trying to see if we can do that.
Hit Vegas. Play some up there.
We played, I forgot to say, yeah, we did play Vegas once.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, but we played Vegas. I forgot about that.
How did you like that experience?
It wasn't too bad, but I just think that it wasn't probably the right venue for us to play. We probably need to look a little bit deeper into other venues out there that actually really have a really good music, you know, metal and rock scene.
What venue did you guys play at?
To be honest, I can't remember the name of it. It was just, it was like some small place that was like that was done by some promoter out there in Vegas.
Oh, we need to get you on a better show.
Couple other bands.
We need to get you on a better show out there. They have a couple of good venues up there now for rock music, like metal and rock. So, you know, the scene's changed a little bit up there. So maybe we can get, you know, get you guys on a show up that way. That'd be
cool. That'd be awesome. Yeah. We're excited about this. I mean, you know, the radio and stuff. We've been on a few different radio stations. We've been on Chaotic Radio.
We've
been on X103.9, which is used to be an alternative radio station.
Yeah.
Been on 96.7 KCOW, 95.5 KLOS. So we've had a few stations that we've been on here in Southern California. Yeah.
KLOS. We like KLOS.
Right.
Especially when we won, you know, tickets from them to go see Ozfest meets Knotfest
2017.
Right. We won a pair of festival KLOS. Weekend tickets. I love that. KLOS. Heidi and Frank
love to
are cool.
To Ozfest. That'd be nice.
That right? Get on a bill like that. That'd be, you would have been way, dude, you guys were way better than some of the bands they had playing. That's for sure.
Yeah, we run into that. A lot of shows we play, just bands are just, don't have it together really sometimes, you know, so, you know, but, you know, we try to, we're humble, you know, we go out there and put on a professional show, rock your socks off, you know, and basically hope we gain more fans, and we seem to gain more fans every show we play. So
that's good. That's a good thing. And I know you've played some, shout out again to Nathan Young of
Youngblood Productions.
That's,
we played with,
he's like my bro.
From him as well.
He's like a bro to me.
We did the Battle of the Bands for a Bands Warped Tour, which was cool. We got to the second stage on that, which was kind of cool. So we did that with Nathan.
Did you guys play this year, 2018?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we were judges. Yeah. We were judges for that. But I think you guys played the ones that we didn't get to, like out in like characters out that way. You know, might have been a couple of the shows.
We didn't play that. We played the MTL.
You played that's ones. Why. Yeah, we didn't go to the MTL ones. We didn't judge those ones. We did more the like the Five Star Bar and DTLA, and then we did the characters, a couple of characters shows, yeah. But yeah, that, I'm glad that you made it to at least the second round. I think you were better. I think you were better than some of the bands that made it to the finals. So,
yeah, definitely.
You know,
we got told that all night. Believe me, we were really disappointed because I was like, I talked to a couple of judges, and one of the judges was like, dude, we gave you guys full up our thumbs up on everything.
Highest score, yeah.
The best band. But,
yeah.
You know, hey, we can't make that decision. We just play our best and hopefully that, you know, people will like what we're doing.
Well, it'd be nice if we can bring it back this year. I don't know what's going to happen with the Vans Warped Tour battles, but, you know.
I would love to be a judge again.
Maybe we can get you on there again if it happens again. I'm hoping.
I'd love to be a judge. That was so fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Do you guys play any other like things like that, or have you entered any other type of contests? Or
no, we did the we got asked when the X103.9 was around. We got asked to do the local Palooza that they had. We were nominated by them to do that. They aired it on the station and stuff, and had us come out and we did that. But we didn't get anywhere with that. We also did the metal show. Played that show. That was kind of cool. So that was a lot of fun with those guys.
Nice, that metal show. You mean the TV show for VH1?
Yes.
I love that show so much. Oh, my God. I love that show. That's been one of my favorite shows for like the last decade or whatever it's been on. I love that show. Eddie Trunk is the best. He's one of my idols.
He's a cool guy.
I love Eddie Trunk.
Yeah, we hang out with him for a bit. He's a really cool guy.
Him and Eddie Trunk and if I could meet any radio DJs, it would be Eddie Trunk and Howard Stern.
All right.
Those would be two badass.
Howard Stern, yes.
They're my two idols. They're two of the reasons I got into radio in the first place.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Don Imus.
You're not into him like that?
Not really into Don Imus. But anyway, so now that I know there's five members.
Yep.
Of your band. So so introduce the other four members so everybody knows who they are.
Well, we got Cannibal Echevarria, who's our bassist. We've got Dave Saccone, who's our rhythm guitar player. We got Dan Saccone, they're brothers. He's nice. Our lead guitarist. And we've got Charlie Moffat, who's our drummer.
Nice. Awesome. I know we saw you when we played. That's when I wanted to book you guys for the radio show. We saw you guys play one of Characters shows. I thought that was a really good show.
Yeah, with the tool cover band, or the Tool tribute band.
Dude, that was badass. That was a really good show. It was at Arizona Bay. They played like 2 hours.
Yeah,
I was like, that's crazy. that was
Arizona Bay. That's what it was.
I'd like to book one of them cover band shows. You know what I mean? It's just cover bands.
Yes, definitely.
The good shit, like Primus and Tool.
What
and,
was that?
You know.
Black Sabbath, though, baby?
Black Sabbath and some other, yeah. But is this the original lineup? Like, you guys have been together this whole time, or have you changed a little over the 10 years?
We've had a few changes in the lineup. Like I said, we started out as a 4-piece lineup.
Okay.
Back in 2008, Hannibal's been with me since the beginning.
Nice.
Dave, our rhythm guitar player, has been with me since 2011. Followed by Dan, our lead guitarist player, has been with us since 2014. We've gone through a few drummers and stuff. Charlie's our most current band member who joined us this last year in 2018. He's been with us almost a year, but not quite a year yet.
So before the battles, he probably jumped on a little before. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. That's good.
It was.
Now,
right around that.
Do you find it hard to break in new members when you get one? Like, you know, I mean, as far as like, because they got to learn your whole set and all your, you know, songs.
It's kind of sometimes it's challenging, but usually when what we've done is because the most of the time we've had challenges with drummers and stuff. So we give them the material. If they come in and they learn the stuff, usually they pick it up pretty fast. If they're, you know, really good at their instrument, then it doesn't usually become a problem with that. So we've always had maybe just like a little bit of a setback, you know, but we've always fed up and we've fine if we've had. I mean, we're strong now. And we're ready to go places now. I'm definitely going to push this thing. So it's just I got some phenomenal musicians that are working with us, and they all got good heads on their shoulders. They play their instruments well, and definitely looking forward to 2019.
Oh, Gino, this is JJ of The Muse. I was wondering, what are your inspirations when you write music?
Well, I try to just, I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of different influences growing up as far as the music and stuff, but I always look at stories when I write the lyrics. I mean, the music is always going to be, you know, it's going to be heavy, melodic. You know, we try to make it, and then when I do my vocals, I'm kind of melodic and heavy, but I get kind of emotional with some of the vocals. I get kind of really passionate with them. So I try to write stuff that has to do with either situations I've either been in myself or situations that I've seen other people be in. And I'll write a story in regards to those situations, usually how I do it.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
How long does it take a certain amount of time for you to write a particular song? Or does it all take about the same length of time? Or does it...
Well, some of the songs we will just kind of throw out there and start putting together, and you know, it comes out really quick. And you know, we'll kind of go back and look at them again, and maybe say, "Hey, let's kind of produce them a little bit more, make a couple changes here." So, a lot of times it doesn't take too long, but we've been trying to work on new material for the last couple of years, and it's been, you know, we've had a lot of shows going on. We had some changes in the band, so it kind of sets us back a little bit, but. With the lineup we have currently, it seems to be much easier. Like we've been working on new material after the first of the year, and we've already got like two new songs that we're already started out on. So they're coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, we just go and start writing the music a little bit. Once the music's kind of got where we want, we have all the parts and changes. Then I went and just lay the vocal tracks over, or the vocal melodies over top of that. Spend some time with it. You know, make sure I like everything I'm doing with the vocals and stuff, and it's going to sound good, and we all like it. And then it's a song.
Oh. Do you the only one that write, or do other band members, they'll come in like, I have an idea, and y'all go through it and see how it sounds or anything?
In the beginning, I used to kind of work with the guitarist, kind of putting some of the stuff together. I come up with some riff ideas, guitarist comes up with ideas, but I got some pretty solid guitar players now that have a lot of riff ideas. Like I said, they're brothers. They've been playing guitars together for years, and they're phenomenal. And they usually come up with some good riff ideas. And then once we start playing those riffs, we like those riffs, we go, let's move forward. We just come up with a, you know, with some verses and some choruses and come up with a middle break. And then, you know, we throw it together and we try to make it into a song. So, we've done pretty well that way of just letting the guitars come up with the riffs and stuff.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of what they kind of starts up with them for the most part. And then everybody else come in after the fact.
Come in and start put your instruments in your feel to what's coming up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys right now have a good rapport with each other, and y'all know kind of what you guys are looking for when y'all get together to practice.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. It sounds like you guys, that's why it seems like you got successful. You know, y'all listen to each other, and it seems like you guys, you know, take each other's input into the group. And that's probably seems like that's why way it works for you guys, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Really nice.
Yep, it does. I mean, we kind of try different things a little bit, and just to see if, how it feels on certain things. We all get along great. You know, we're all friends and stuff. So, you know, there's no drama in the band. You know, we just try to agree on everything and make it where we all like it and it sounds good. And, you know, we want to make sure that the fans are going to like it too as well. So, you know, we try to put out some good stuff.
That's nice to hear. No drama in a band.
What's that?
I said, that's so nice to hear. No drama in a band. Do you know, how many times people have canceled on us, canceled a whole show because there was drama in the band? Like, there was some fighting and we have to cancel. Like, what?
right.
Craziness. What bands influenced you when you were growing up? Any particulars that really stood out to you?
Well, we've all got our old, we all have some influences and stuff. I mean, it's all either metal or rock or alternative stuff that from the past. I mean, I have a lot of different influences from the past. I mean, I love Alice in Chains. I mean, I love Tool.
Oh, yeah. Tool.
Good bands.
I know one of my favorite, not one of my favorites, but it is a favorite of mine is, I really like, Chad from Mudvayne. So
I'm really interested in
a lot of the stuff that he does and how he's kind of melodic and heavy and stuff like that. So kind of one of my influences there. I always tell everybody, they always go, what's your main sound like for is how you feel? And I always say, well, I like to be creative, but I like to be, you know, heavy, but melodic. And so I think I always tell them, I say, well, it's kind of like a cross between like maybe some Stone Sour or Slipknot, maybe a little bit of a Tool creativeness in there, maybe a little bit of, Mudvayne too as well.
Because
it's just kind of, that feel is what I like. I love that feel.
That's good. That's why you went well with that Tool cover band that night.
I love what they're doing. They sounded really good.
They really did. But I thought that's why you guys really stood out to me, like more so because it's your music. It's not like you're not a cover band. You're, I mean, I love cover bands. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some of them are amazing, but.
And I think, you know, we do have a lot of influences. I mean, and it's like, I think if you listen to us, we don't really sound like anybody. I've never been told that, hey, you guys sound just like these guys, whatever, you know. So we try to make it as original as we can and just basically take all of our instruments and all of our feel that we've had from our past and all of our influences and kind of make it into Pandemic Unleashed is what our sound is, you know.
That's good. You want to set yourself apart and sound like yourself, not like, you know, this band or that band. Because you're not going to set yourself apart that way if you sound like everybody else.
Right.
What is your favorite part about being in the music business?
I just like entertaining. I mean, I love to do shows. I mean, it's to me, it's better than any drugs, you know? I mean, I just love it. I just love the passion of it. I love the feel of it. Be able to entertain the crowd and get response from the crowds. You know,
just the energy levels, we're
putting out some good music for people.
Just the fact that you're on stage and you performing and putting your creativity out there for the masses to enjoy. That's exactly. That sounds like a true artist to me.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people get in it.
Yeah, no, we're not out to become rich and famous and all that stuff like that. We're out there because we love music. Mm. We have a passion for it. We love to write music. We love to perform in front of people. And we want people to hear what we're trying to do and send a message out there.
That's good. It'd be nice if more bands, like some bands nowadays, they're like, oh, we're going to get in this and we're just going to become rich and famous. Well, it doesn't work like that. Really? It takes a long time sometimes.
Yeah, good luck.
Yes. Right. Right. And so, yeah. Some bands have been doing it for a long time.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. Is there any particular like promoters or people that you like working with more than others? I mean, I'm sure everybody's different.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a few different promoters that have helped us and stuff. And, you know, we always go in as professional. We always, you know, we say we're going to do a show, we commit to it. You know, we take care of it. You know, we market ourselves and promote ourselves to make sure that, you know, people know about the show so that they come out. And we work with the promoters and communicate with them well, too, as well, know that we're serious, you know, and we want to have a good show with them. Nice. You know, and every promoter is a little bit different, you know. But I definitely like working with Nathan. He's great. I mean, I like what he's doing. And the reason why he's good to work with, I think, because he understands as a musician, because he's a musician himself.
Yeah.
So my brother understands that, you know, what musicians have to go through to get people to come out, what musicians have to do to, you know, to make it to where, you know, it's going to be a good show. I mean, and he's all about taking care of the bands, you know, and I believe he's fair, you know? And so it's, you know, I like working with him.
He's my idol.
Shout out to Nathan.
Did you ever know that you're my hero, bro? I'm sorry. I love Nathan. That's my bro. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good dude, and I've learned from him. Like, how we put our shows together and how we base everything is based on, like, his model. I liked what he was doing. And I like what he does, and I like how he helps the bands, and he tries to, you know, get him as many shows as possible, but he also tries to help them make a little money. He's a good promoter. He's a good booking agent. Yep, he's good at all that. I love that dude. And that's why we try to be just like him. I mean, in the sense of like how his business model is, we try to mimic that.
Right.
That's why a lot of people love working with us now, because, you know, we do a lot of how he does his.
Try to put money in their pockets.
Yeah, we try to help the bands as much as possible. We don't, you know, we don't do pay to play.
At least gas
we don't
money
do none
something.
Of that crap. Yeah,
for right now.
Yeah, well, you gotta, you know, try to help the bands in some way.
Yeah,
you know. Plus, we offer you know, promotion this way too. We can help you. You know, other promoters or you know, booking agents don't have
have a radio show.
They don't have a radio show, so we can give people that extra media exposure that they might not get otherwise. So at least it helps, you know what I mean? We try, because we love music. I love music so much, and I'm so passionate about music that I want to help you guys as much as possible, get you guys exposure and help you, you know. I mean, I manage a few bands myself. I'm not a musician. I'm a singer, but I'm not a musician like that. So I mean, I only understand so much of the aspect of everything. You know, whereas Nathan's he's a bassist. He's been in bands for a long time. He knows what's going on with all that. I'm trying to learn. I really am. He's a good teacher, though. Shout out to Nathan.
Yep.
Yes.
We love Nathan. Okay, we got two songs to play. I want to get these played. We do dealer's choice. So you can choose which song you want to play first. I have patterns and standing here loaded up. So whichever one you pick, and then I'm just going to put you on mute, and the song will play, and then we'll bring you back right as soon as the song's done.
Okay, let's go with Standing Here.
I'm going to do Standing Here. All right, we're going to play Standing Here by Pandemic Unleashed on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Get ready to be amazed.
that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Welcome back to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are here with Pandemic Unleashed.
Yes.
We just played the amazing song, Standing Here.
Nice.
That was awesome, dude.
Very good.
Awesome.
Really good. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
We were all like headbanging and stuff. I was like, I was all getting it down.
We didn't want to put holes in the wall. That's why we didn't mash out.
Yeah, we didn't want to go too hard. You know,
you guys are mosh pitting in the studio there.
We want to. We really wanted to.
It's, we don't have enough insurance.
Yeah, I know. All right. So I want to play Patterns next. You want to do that now, or you want to talk a little more? Up to you.
It's up to you guys. Yeah, if you want to play again another song, that's great.
Awesome. Well, I want to make sure we have enough time. You know, I don't want to run out of time. We gotta play these songs because they're awesome.
Definitely.
All right, we're gonna play Patterns by Pandemic Unleashed on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio Numero Uno.
See.
Can we just say fucking hell yeah?
Fucking hell yes, you can say fucking hell yeah.
That was awesome, dude.
Nice.
That was absolutely awesome. Man, our time, why, it's already like going to be like 3:46. God damn, time goes by fast. We've had so much fun with you, Gino.
Yeah.
I wish you could have been in the studio with us. I want to bring you back sometime in the future, maybe this summer or something when you're going to release some stuff. I don't know. Whenever, because you guys are awesome, and I would love to have you in the studio next time. You know,
yeah. Next time, we'll definitely see if we can definitely come down to the studio, because it'd be better for us to come down there.
It was just
some of the band guys with us too as well, and
it was great.
Kind of hang out and play some of the new songs that we have coming out.
It's gonna be awesome. Yeah. And where can people find you? Like social media, website, all that stuff.
We're on Facebook. They can find us on Facebook. They can find us on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Reverb Nation. They want to go to Spotify and download some of our songs. We're on Spotify and iTunes. They're on there, and that's pretty much where they can find us. I also want to let everybody know that we have a big show coming up next month with Alien Ant Farm.
Yes,
at the Whiskey in Hollywood.
I've been promoting that for you. I'm promoting the hell out of it for you.
We want to get everybody to come out there, and we also just got notified too that we're going to be opening up for Trapped.
Yes,
the Whiskey as well,
dude. All that's right. Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, so there's a couple good shows that we got coming up, but we're just trying to plan more shows for the summer, spring and summer coming up, and trying to decide if we can get some shows out of state, like I mentioned before. So we'll be working on those bookings here real soon.
Have we earned the right to get get on your guest list for the Alien Ant Farm show?
Of course,
just for two people. I'm not asking for a lot. Just two people. Something. I don't know. I just like watching you guys play. You guys are really good. So
yeah.
And your music. And you're right. Your music does not sound like anyone else. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. Like it was really. It's really good. And I think you guys have more to come. You know, I think you guys are gonna. You know, I think you should be setting the world on fire. Damn it. You know.
We're working on it,
just trying to get the music out there, and somebody hopefully will just say, look at these guys. These guys are the next top band coming up here in Southern California.
It's going to be awesome.
Which we want.
You should be. I'm just saying, you guys are really good, and I think I would like to get you on some shows, April, May, I don't know, like later on, something, like after, obviously way after Alien Fan Farm, but. You know, because I know that a lot of those things, they say, well, you can't play so-and-so for 4 weeks or some crap. I don't know. There's all these rules in the business. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, thank you so much, Gino, for being on the show with us today. We've had a great time.
Thank you.
Everybody go check them out. I believe on Facebook they're Pandemic Unleashed Band or something like that. And then I saw on Instagram, you're Pandemic Unleashed. So go check them out on all their social media, Twitter, Reverb Nation, everywhere. Go download their music. Listen to their songs. It's really good music, and go see them play for Alien Ant Farm. They're going to open up for Alien Ant Farm on Saturday, March 23rd.
Saturday, March 23rd. Yes.
Saturday, March 23rd at the Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollywood, California. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great show. So don't be shy. Hit them up. Get some tickets. Go see the band. Actually, hit the band up for tickets. You know,
we
want the band to make some money.
Enjoy yourself.
Hit a Pandemic Unleashed for some pre-sale tickets, Thank you so much, Gino, for being on the show this week. I just did I'm doing a watch party so people can listen to this.
Thank you. Thank you, Gino.
All right. Thank you, Gino. We'll be talking to you soon. Love to just come see you guys for Alien Ant Farm. And, We're gonna keep promoting the show for you up until then. So maybe help you sell some more tickets. I don't know, whatever. But
good. We always appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. We had a blast. I love the songs. Go check out Patterns and Standing Here by Pandemic Unleashed, as well as their other songs on Reverb Nation, and I'm sure you're on Spotify and freaking everywhere else. So
iTunes as well.
iTunes, hell yeah. Google Play, they're everywhere.
Yes.
Go check them out, Pandemic Unleashed. All right, dude, we will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you so much
again
for being on the show.
Thank you, Gino. Thank you.
Thank you, Gino. Pandemic Unleashed.
All right.
Woo. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thank you, dude.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hell yeah, that was Gino, lead singer of Pandemic Unleashed. Go see them at a theater near you. No, just kidding. But go see them March 23rd. Saturday, March 23rd at the Whiskey A Go-Go opening for Alien Ant Farm. That's some big shit right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
That's a great show. So, all right. We'll be back next week with
Sasha George.
Yes, with famous award-winning author Sasha George.
Right.
She'll be here in accompaniment with Billy Stevens, rock star extraordinaire. He did music for her book for the new House of Blood series. And there's like a little pack thing that they have going on. You get the book and they get the music. It's it's going to be good. You're going to love it. And then it's a special 2-hour broadcast. So we also have Dilly Briggs coming on. She has her children's book, and Sasha George did illustration for that. So go to SashaGeorgeArt.com to check out her art. And I believe you can get her books through there, too. So come check that out. And the week after will be Blood and Diamonds with PR person Amanda Nicola. And then it will be Fallen Fury. And then many other bands to follow.
All right.
But come on out to our show this Friday at the Boulevard in Boyle Heights, 2613 Whittier Boulevard. And that is going to be some really great bands. We've got Baron D'Avril on at 8 o'clock, Minority at 9, 56 Gallows at 10, Southpaw at 11, and Black Terror at midnight. Then we have on Friday, February 15th, next Friday, at Petey's Place in Tarzana, California. They are Del Vertigo at 8, Low Octane at 9, Raised on TV at 10, The Thrill Seekers at 11, and Crystal Death at midnight. Then on Saturday, February 16th, at Petey's Place in Tarzana, we have The Privileged Perverts at 8. Cunt Punch at 9. I can't even say that name without laughing. I'm sorry. Cunt Punch at 9. Death on the Radio at 10. And Glitter Trash at 11 p.m. Those are all female-fronted punk rock bands.
Baby.
Yes.
Wonder what does it taste like?
Cunt Punch. It tastes like punch.
Thought it tastes like cunt.
I'm not sure. It tastes like cunt and some punch mixed together. I don't know. It's
cunt with the punch.
Yeah,
a cunt with punch.
She got punched in the cunt. Another one right to the hoo-ha. Anyway, come on out Sunday, February 24th at the 5-Star Bar. We have a Claymation at 8, On the Run at 8:45, Trimortis at 9:30. Legions at 10:15, and Amargo will be the headliner on that show at 11:15 p.m. Then we got a show Sunday, March 3rd at the 5-Star Bar. We have On the Run at 8, Ring of Leaders at 8:45, Exile at 9:30, Legions at 10:15, and Union Front at 11:15. So we got some really great shows coming up over this next month. Between the Boulevard, Petey's Place, and the 5-Star Bar. So come on out, check out our shows. We're going to have a great time, as always. And hello to all of you. Goodbye to all of you. We will see you next week with awesome, amazing author Sasha George, Dilly Briggs, and musician Billy Stevens.
Coming at you.
Rock star Billy Stevens. Anyway, this has been Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. James Muse, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. The Muse. And Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles. Till next week, we'll be seeing you.
Have a nice day.
Come on out to this Friday to the Boulevard in Boyle Heights and party with us.
Right. Woo-hoo.
Come have a good time. We're going to party it up like a rock star.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
Might want to be you.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.